We start the fourth quarter at Dillon Field. Dave DiNatale, Don Vincent, and Jason Gibbs. The Yeomen lead 12-7 after a touchdown run by Andy Stein and a pass from Mangan to Harris in the third quarter. Herbie goes under center, back split in the backfield. He's back to throw. Herbie looks left, flushed. He'll tuck and run to the 40, across the 44, and down to the 45-yard line. Zach Warner there on the tackle for the Yeomen. It'll set up a third down and about four.
And guys, should be an interesting fourth quarter here. You look at the score by quarters for both teams. Oberlin's outscored their opponent 33-32 in the fourth quarter. It's Denison outscoring their opponent 14-12. And 14 points in the fourth quarter is their second highest quarter out of 48 total points on the season.
Big play here for the Big Red. Third down and four at their own 45-yard line. Lee, the lone man in the backfield. Herbie to throw. Quarterback draw. He'll get the first down to the 50 to the 45 and finally put down at about the Yeomen 42-yard line. Clayton Thurmer and Chase Palmer make the tackle, but Brian Herbie on the keeper gets the first down. 14-yard pickup on the play.
First down, Denison.
And that was there was no rhyme or reason on that one. That was a design quarterback draw, and Brian Herbie executed it well for a first down. Brandon Taylor, the wideout, goes to the right. To the left goes Nick Thompson. First and 10, Big Red at the Yeomen 42. The pitch out left is to Fred Lee. He'll take it to the 41, to the 40, breaks the tackle, and takes it down to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of about seven on first down for Fred Lee. As the Denison offense is back up and cranking here on this drive, Chase Palmer had to make the tackle to prevent Lee from getting the first down.
And going back to those numbers real quick, coming out of the third quarter, Lee with only 27 yards. I mean, this really has become both teams' running games, which have been fairly predominant, have been shut down. Lee with 27 yards, RV Carroll with only 35 through three quarters.
Brian Shoes the fullback, Lee the tailback, second and three for Denison at the Yeomen 35. The fake to Lee, Herbie to throw, fires left side. It is intercepted by Chris DeVant at the 40, 45, 50, needs a block. He'll go down the left sidelines. He'll go all the way. Touchdown, Yeomen! Chris DeVant with the pick. He'll take it all the way for the score. Herbie put that up for grabs. I don't know who he's intended that for, but Chris DeVant was right there for the pick. Denison had no chance to stop him once Herbie was knocked away. The Yeomen lead 18-7.
I'm pretty sure he picked off that ball at about the 34-yard line. So you turn that into a 66-yard return after the pick.
67, Don.
67, okay.
67-yard return for Chris DeVant. Second pick of the afternoon for the Yeomen. And because it's 18-7, they'll bring Andy Stein back in for the two-point conversion.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Try and go up by 13 points. What a second half for the Yeomen. The offense and the defense, I tell you, credit the defense all afternoon. They've kept the Yeomen in this football game, and the offense finally took over. Back to Jason.
Well, and again, guys, it comes down to this. Last week, Zach Warner intercepting a pass and running it back to get this team going. Today, looks like DeVant.
Two-point conversion attempt. Stein, fake handoff, looks left. Under pressure, in trouble, he'll be hit and drop back at the 15-yard line. But the Yeomen now lead by 11 points, 13:08 to go in the football game. You're listening to the Oberlin College Football Network.